We continue 8 lines up from the bottom of Tesvav Omen Aleph. We just discussed the idea of the bad behemah gasa. There's a prohibition to sell a behemah gasa to an idolater because of Sheila and Schirus and because of Nisuni. So now we're going to come up with a couple of examples of situations where these rabbis, even though there was a prohibition, they did it anyways. And we have to understand why they were permitted to do so. The Gemara begins, Rav Ada shara lezabuni chamra ida de safsira. Rav Ada sold a behemah gasa to an idolater through a broker. The Gemara says, how could she do this? Imishim nisyuni halo yada lakale. Well, if it's done through the broker, there's no prohibition of nisyuni. Why? Because the animal is not going to recognize the voice of the broker. So that's not an issue. The Azla Machma say, Vimishim Seilu Schirus, and what about Shailan Schirus? Kivan Delo Di Dehi, since the broker is not the owner, Lo Moshev Lo Maker. Well, then he's not going to be borrowing it, he's not going to be renting it. So it's all, since it's done through a third party, there's never a prohibition. And furthermore, the Gemara adds on another idea, Va'od Mishim Delo Nigli Beimuma, we're also not concerned that he's going to cause a blemish in the animal, since the broker's purpose is to sell it. The buyer, he's not going to, therefore, you know, make a blemish in the animal. So for all those reasons, Rav Ada, even though generally speaking, selling a behemah gasa to an animal was prohibited, in this situation, it was permitted. Now we come along with another story. Rav Huna, zaven hahi para le'ovid kochavim. Rav Huna directly sold a behemah gasa to an idolater, which is really strange. Amali Rav Chista, my time of Mar Hachi, said Rav Chista, how can you do this, Rav Huna? Amar Le, he said, very easy. Emer L'shchita Zavna. Well, when I sold it to them, they were buying it for shechting purposes. They weren't buying it for malacha purposes, and therefore I wasn't concerned that they're going to use it for malacha on Shabbos. So they ask, and how do you know this? Where do you get this idea that you can make this statement that we can assume that they're going to use it for shechting purposes and not for malacha purposes? It's because we have a Mishnah which states in Shvi'as, Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to sell a para that plows during the Shemitah year. Because you can, even though he's not necessarily going to, but we're concerned that there's the possibility that he will use it for charisha purposes, and therefore there'd be a violation of shvisas behemto during the shmita year. But Havar Veisilo says there's no problem. Why? Because when you're selling it to someone else, yachol ashochta, they can use it for shchita purposes. So we can assume that when you're selling it to somebody, you're selling it for shchita purposes. Similarly, Rav Huna said, I'm selling this animal, behemah gasa, to an idolater because they're using it for shechita purposes. Amar Rabba. Rabba comes along and says, hold on a second. Mi dami, Rav Huna, you can't compare these two cases. Hasam ein adam mitzave al shvisas pehemta b'shvias. With regards to the sabbatical year, a person is not commanded about shvisas pehemto. The animal can walk around wherever they want during the Shemitah year. But hacha, adam mitzave al shvisas pehemta b'shabbas. But on Shabbos, he can't move. He has to rest. So you can't compare the two cases. Just because Emer L'Shechita on the Shemitah year, you can't compare that to Emer L'Shechita with regards to the case of selling the behemah gasa to an idolater when the whole concern is a concern of Shabbos. That's Rabba's question. You can't compare the two. Amar Li Abaye. Abaye comes along and says, hold on a second. Well, hold on a second, says Abaye to Rabba. Are you telling me that any time a person is mitzaveh al shvisas behemto, a person is not allowed to move, they can't sell it, there's a concern about you can't say emer l'shchita? Well, hold on a second. With regards to the sabbatical year, a person is commanded to leave his field fallow, utnan, says, even though Bishame says you're not allowed to sell a person a sudden near on the Shemitah year, Beis Hillel says you're allowed to. Basil says, just let it lie fallow. Just because you're selling an already plowed field, which means it's ripe for planting during the Shemitah year, we don't prohibit you from selling it in case the person will end up, you're causing a stumbling block in front of him that he may end up planting because it's ripe for sowing. No, says Basil, he can let it lie fallow. So there's nothing to worry about. So says Abaye, just because you're mitzaveh on certain item, whether it's Shabbos or Shemitah, that doesn't mean it's prohibited to sell. You have a situation here where even though the field was plowed and ripe for planting, you're still allowed to sell it. And conversely, says the Gemara, Maskel Rav Ashi, v'chol hecha de'ein odem mitzav eshari, and when you're telling me that a person is not commanded to let something lie fallow or not commanded on a certain malacha, then it's permitted to sell? Not necessarily. Vare kelim de'ein odem mitzav eshvisas kelim eshvias. There's no prohibition of letting your vessels lie fallow during the Shemitah year. Utnan Eilin kelim shein adam rashai lamochur b'shvias hamachreisha v'chol kelea ha'ol v'hamazre v'hadeker. So there are certain things that even though you're not mitzav al shvisas kelim, you're still prohibited to sell during the Shemitah year. So one has nothing to do with the other. So then we have to understand what is the reason why Rav Huna was allowed to sell his animal, his behemah gasa, to an idolater. So says the Gemara, El Amar Rav Ashi, kol hecha de'ika lamisla talinan v'avagav de mitzuve v'chol hecha de'leika lamisli lo talinan avagav de'ena mitzuve. So says the Gemara, says Rav Ashi, we have what to rely on. If we have something to rely on that we know that they're going to use it for shechita purposes, then we can say, fine, it's for shechita. But if there's no reason to assume that it's for shechita, then you can't. That's it. So since Rav Huna had a strong reason to believe that it was selling the animal, the behemah gasar, for shechita purposes, there was no prohibition in selling it to the idolater. So the Gemara gave different examples here. We just studied two examples of where even though from a halachic perspective, you're not allowed to sell a behemah gasar to an idolater, we came up with different situations where a person was allowed to. And next time we'll go to a third case where it sounded like they were permitted to do what one rabbi did, and then a rabbi ended up backtracking and regretting his actions.